Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh my God, we are so blessed to gather one more time in the name of Jesus. If you'd be so kind as to bow your head for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you thanking you for the privilege of prayer, realizing, Lord, that we're your children, you're our very own Father, and we have the confidence, hallelujah, written in your word that you hear us every single time that we pray. Father, we're asking that you might remember those that are in our worldwide web audience, hallelujah, that you might remember each and every family that's represented here. We're praying, Lord, that you might lift up heavy hearts, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And help us, Lord, behold the mysteries of the doctrines of the grace of God. Hallelujah. We're asking that you might give us seeing eyes and hearing ears, Lord. Hallelujah. That those things that are written in your word might resonate in our heart and that we can walk therein. Hallelujah. We ask these prayers, Lord, that you might remember those that are yet on their way. Hallelujah. Bless them, Lord, as only you can. We ask these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, when you see me coming, you know where I'm coming from. Oh, yeah. Cannot get enough of Ephesians. You cannot get enough of Colossians. Not if you're going to be victorious, hallelujah, in your daily walk, hallelujah, in this present evil age. And so, Deacon, if you can turn to those two scriptures, you know, I always talk about walking by faith. And some of you might say, well, how do we do that? How do we walk by faith and not by sight? How do we stop sightseeing? Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that today. We are taking our sermon today from Eternal Consciousness in the Matrix, which is an excerpt. It comes from Doctrinal Conference number 27. Which is entitled, God's People Are Scripturally Present in Heaven in Christ. Hallelujah. So we're going to only look at a small part of that document because we've got a lot of scriptures to go by this morning. So, Deacon, if you could read Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. And the reason we go to Ephesians, we need to settle the fact that your salvation is an eternal entity, yes, completed in Christ in God, yes, before times, before you came to the church and sat on the mourner's bench, before you gave the preacher your hand, hallelujah, before you cited the sinner's prayer, before you were baptized, before you, and we can go on and on with the before yous. We want you to realize that it's not about you, but it's all about him and his finished eternal work, hallelujah, in himself, hallelujah, in eternity, that he had elected you, that he selected you, he caused you to come. If the Holy Spirit does not call you, you're not coming. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So it's not about you. It is all about him and his finished work. The finished work of Calvary, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And you didn't have nothing to do about it. Hallelujah. Can you please read that? Yes, please. Oh, we got to do the Greek and the King James. Oh, yeah. We're going to take time for that.
We're reading from the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, first from the King James Version, then the interlineal Greek text. King James Version, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before,
hallelujah,
the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated, hallelujah, us unto the adoption of children,
hallelujah,
by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Now, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5 from the interlineal Greek text. Blessed the God and Father of the Lord of us, Jesus Christ, the having blessed us in each and every blessing spiritual in the heavenlies in Christ, as he chose us in him before foundation of world to be or being us holy and unblemished before him in love,
hallelujah,
having predestinated us,
hallelujah,
to adoption of sons through Jesus Christ to him, according to the good pleasure of the will of him.
Everything is according to God. Everything is according to God. And we miss that. We think it's about us when it is all about him, all about his mercy, all about his righteousness, all about his kindness, all about his love to us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, yes. You know, I remember when my husband was coming to the Lord. We were in Washington, D.C. I was far away from home, and he'd go into the Terry room, and those good mothers was working him over really good, telling him he got to get the Holy Ghost. Yeah, you got to speak in tongues. And, you know, you had one saying one thing, another saying another. He was sweating, coming out his tie all crooked. And he just said, you know, this is a rough gift I'm trying to get here. You know, but what was that really about? It was about traditions of men. It was about the way we did things. And in spite of that, Jesus died on the cross in eternity before the foundation of the world. You got to realize that you got to take yourself out of the equation. It's not about what you do or what you don't do. It's not about what you say or what you don't say. It's all about him and everything. Everybody say everything. Everything is according to God. Hallelujah. Now, can you read Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 to 10 in both? And you may say, Sister Liverman, why do we have to keep going over this? Well, faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And if you keep hearing it, it's going to resonate in your spirit and become a reality, and you'll be able to walk in it. You'll be able to converse in it. It'll be a part of you. And when the storms come and the winds rage, hallelujah. Remember, we talked last time about the tsunami that might be in your home. When all these things happen to you, you can go back to how you have to walk by faith and not by sight. Can you please read that?
Now, from Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, King James Version first. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily,
hallelujah,
and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power.
Amen. Now from the Greek, yes.
Now the interlinear Greek text, Colossians 1, verse 9 and 10. Because in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are in him, having been filled or completed, who is the head of all rule and authority.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. We are completed in Christ in God. This is how the mothers, when I was growing up, would say, honey, turn your light off. It's already done. They realized that was already done when? In God's eternal plan. When? In God's eternal working. We were saying earlier, trust and obey. We're going to talk about how we can trust and obey, how we can walk therein. We'll go to our document, which is entitled Eternal Consciousness in the Matrix.
All right.
No one can know or understand life in physicality's measures designed the matrix through mental relating outside of God. This is not possible because instinctive life cycles are an absoluteness of eternal enlightenment. Exaction, testimonies of existence, can only be documented through God's word, which can only be comprehended in eternal awareness granted in the spirit or mind. Deacon, I'd like you to turn to Romans chapter 7. We're going to look at verse 6 in Romans chapter 7, just very briefly. And if you know about Romans chapter 7, it's a paradox that Paul is talking about. He says, that I would do, that I do not, that I would not, that I find myself doing. He says, oh, wretched man that I am. And this is part of that. It's talking about that war going on between the flesh and the spirit, how we are constantly pulled back into sightseeing, looking around, hallelujah, inserting ourselves, hallelujah. So let's just look at that real quickly. Chapter 7, verse 6, Greek as well as the King James.
Now we're reading from Romans chapter 7, verse 6, first from the King James Version. Chapter 7, verse 6, but now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in oldness of letter.
And can you read it in the Greek, please?
From the Greek text, Romans chapter 7, verse 6. But now we are discharged from the law. We were discharged. We were discharged from the law, having died in which we were held fast, so as to serve us in newness of spirit and not in oldness of letter.
This is addressing those diehards that think we are spiritual Israel. They'll tell you all the time, well, you know, I follow the Ten Commandments. Well, do you? I'm sticking to those dietary rules. I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat this and I don't do this. And we can go on and on with the list of do's and don'ts. But we just read here that that's old. That we're in the newness. We're not confined to the letters of the law. Hallelujah. Those restrictions. You know, we have been saved under grace. We're in the grace dispensation. Not of works, lest any man can boast. Hallelujah. We're taken out of the equation. And that's what he says. He says to serve in the newness of spirit and not oldness of the letter. Did you know that the letter killeth? But the spirit gives light. We're to walk in the spirit. Hallelujah. We're to walk after light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not in the letter of the law. They couldn't keep it. Now we're trying to keep it. Hallelujah. You know, even one of my sons, and I love him very dearly, but he's dearly confused. He's mixing the gospels. He's trying to put grace and law together. And it's like oil and water. Doesn't mix. It's separate. And that's what I want you to understand. Don't go back in those other dispensations, those other economies, those other eras for direction. Stay in your mail. Hallelujah. Where we have liberty in Christ. Hallelujah. Now, does that give us a license to sin? Absolutely not. Romans chapter 6, the one before we just read, it says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? He says, oh, no, God forbid. As you know better, you do better. Amen, amen. But if you, and it's not, it's, you know, when I teach in the community, I teach my parents, it's not when you have an allegation or a connection with Child Protective Service, when you're involved in child welfare. It's not if, but it's when, because it's coming. Do you know things are coming to you? Hallelujah. And we want to strengthen you or edify you or charge you up so you'll be able to stand in that evil day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Realizing that the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, and that you wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not your neighbor. It's not your boss on your job. It's not that husband that's not walking in the liberty of Christ. It's not your children. All these things come, hallelujah, to pass. All these things come for testimony, hallelujah, for God's glory, hallelujah. And we've got to take our eyes off our circumstances and look up in vertical view. Stop the sightseeing, hallelujah. Stop being overcome by the things that are manifesting, realizing that we win. He's made us more than conquerors. That means we're conquerors with some left over. You are equipped to win. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I shouted, I preached myself happy. Yeah, yeah. You're equipped to win. Amen. The document goes on to say, it is the awareness that distinguishes what God has mirrored in reflecting manifest ontology or existence. See, it all comes from God. Total physical limitations of humans' functions are scripturally documented. There's nothing new under the sun. The Creator originates and controls everything. Thus, nothing materializes aside from Him granting of such. This is firmly verified in fallen humankind's separated position from God, identified as spiritual death or the opposite of life. Now, that's the unelected, those that are non-elected. Those are the ones separated from God. Not so us. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 8, he says, nothing can separate you. He names everything that he can name and say, you still win. Hallelujah. This state of separation from God renders humans' measured capacity to communicate physically confined to things visually observed, yet such are never vitally comprehended spiritually. When we rely on sightseeing, there'll always be some error. If you're looking, because what you see is not the real. The real is the God's eternal view. And that's what we want you to be concentrating on. Realizing what we see is subject to past. We've all had instances where we've been told we're not going to make it. We've all had bad reports from the doctor. But we realize that God has the last say so. Hallelujah. Hence, humankind has no capability of eternal communes in the matrix as such exhibit God's plan and purpose. And we're going to turn now to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and we're going to read verses 5 to 14 in the King James for brevity. So if you can turn in your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And we're going to look at a few of those verses there and kind of go over them. Deacon?
Now, we're reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning verse 5 on through 14.
Yes, sir.
From the King James Version. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect or mature, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is or has been written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them loving him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit.
Hallelujah.
For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man Hallelujah. Which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man
Hallelujah.
But the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth.
Amen.
Comparing spiritual things,
spiritual. Amen.
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
Spiritually discerned. It talked about the hidden things, the hidden wisdom, the things that you cannot perceive with your senses. It talks about, when I used to read verse 9, it talks about eyes not seeing and ears not hearing, and we always thought that was about materialism, about physical eye. He's not talking about physical. He's talking about eternal, spiritual. He's talking about the higher things. And we, thinking and looking in the matrix, sightseeing, being moved by physical, temporal, not looking at the purpose, just observing processes, and it causes confusion. You know, I had an instance with when I was studying this, I thought about one of my children. She was 5 years old and fell off a bike. And when we got to the hospital, her eye had completely closed and the doctors were coming in and out. And we took her to X-ray and I could look on the faces of the technicians and knew we were kind of in trouble. And so when we got back from the X-ray and they brought the doctors in, they had a very dire prognosis. They said she had bleeding in from the brain because they could see the blood in the inner ear, and we were in trouble. So you know what I did, don't you? You know, not only did I pray, I called some other folks to pray. I said, well, it's time for the Holy Ghost. Yeah. So we get in the ambulance going to a children's unit, a trauma unit for children at another hospital, and the technician was back there with me, and he said, yes, I'm observing the bleeding in the inner ear, and we've got the x-rays and the yada, yada, yada. Wasn't looking too good. We get to the other hospital. The other team starts examining her. All these doctors were waiting because they knew they had to do surgery. They had to tie off that bleeding in the brain. They get in there, and they come out a little later, and more doctors coming, and they're all consulting. One of the doctors finally came. He said, Miss Liverman, we don't know what happened. He said, we can't figure out how the physicians at that other hospital could be so incompetent with their diagnosis. We don't see nothing. Yeah. Do you know your life is not confined to the physical, temporal, but your life is your real life hidden in Christ in God. And when man say no, when doctors say no, hallelujah, when your boss say no, God can say something different. They won't know where it's coming from, but God already has it under control. Your life is preset, hidden in Christ and God, and you win. Yeah, you do. That happened to me. And so I started praising the Lord, and the doctor said, well, I haven't done nothing. I said, it ain't about you. It ain't about you. Yeah, I know he can only do what God, and what, by the time we left one hospital and got to the other hospital, the Holy Ghost had moved. Hallelujah. Because God's got what? The last say so. Yeah, so stop sightseeing. Stop being moved by your present circumstance. Stop limiting yourself, realizing that all things already are yours. They were given to you freely, hallelujah, as part of your contract of who you are in Christ and what was wrought for you through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Rise up and look up. Start vertical viewing. Hallelujah. Get away from the sightseeing. Hallelujah. You know, things that are so pressing to us right now today at this moment. Do you know, in a little while we won't even hardly remember them. It'll be just a faded memory if we can recollect even the details. I mean, the stuff got us scratching at night and walking and pacing. Yeah, you know, you've had instances where you were just in so much turmoil, couldn't sleep, couldn't eat, and then you think back at it now since you've been delivered and it's all worked out. What was that really about? Why was was I really so upset? We want you to stop sightseeing and vertical viewing, realizing that it's already done. Be like the old mothers that used to tell me, turn your light off. God already got it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It goes on to say human perceptions function in the lowest level of evolutionary processes of documentation. What we see, that's only a fraction, just a skewed image of the real. Matrix elementary consciousness is rooted in and feeds on familiarity, resonations of past experiences retained momentarily as only gateways imported for flexible expressions of nostalgia. What do we say? We say, well, this is the way it's going to be because this way it's always been. Do you know things are subject to change? Hallelujah. Don't hang your head on the temporary processes of the past and how things worked out. Look to the future, hallelujah, where God's already there with the light on for you. Yeah, it's already done. Thence, it's materialized in precisions of possessive versions constitute of its processes, talking about what you see, as to the successions of will and determination. In its viewing, we're talking about this in the matrix, this vertical, not the vertical view, in the horizontal view, only past, present, and future measure exhibit visually as though it is virtually in our consciousness. In this cosmos, appreciative awareness never meet expectations directed in completion, but lingers in successions and sequences dictated by perceived environments. You go back to looking back into the past. You know, the past is gone. Can you use the past as a true measurement for the future? Now, look among us. In 2008, we elected an African-American president. I never thought I'd see it in my lifetime, but we did. Yeah. If you had looked in our past as Africans enslaved, brought to this country, would you have ever thought that by 2000, in 8, we'd have a black president, but we did. We can't look to the past to predict what's going to happen in the future because you can never count God out. And his ways are higher than our ways, and we can't figure him out. That's why we're told to walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Materialized consciousness purports to thrive on its perceived useful employment and visual abiding scenery, either preparation and inclination of these roles depicting the soul identification with its physical factors. Going back to that sightseeing. We want to rely on what we see and what we can figure out with our minute thinking and minds. Who knows the mind of God? How do we know what God is going to do? Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that's what we're saying. Look up. Do your vertical viewing, realizing that what you see is not always what you get. Amen. Physical functioning, consciousness, entire identity, representations are based on visually examined virtual assessments of genuineness of who, what, when, where, why, and how contents in the matrix perceptions. Now, that means that you want to figure it out with your limited viewing, your limited thought, not knowledge of what God's doing in the other ends of it. See, we want everything to be just like we want it. When we pray, we want to say, God, I want you to do this. I want you to do it this way. I want it to be delivered this time. And we go on and on like he's a genie in a bottle. Not knowing the whole picture. Paul says we look skewed in a mirror. We look and see partial. We see an image that's not clear. Hallelujah. And we need to stop relying on what we see. Hallelujah. Don't rely on what you see. You can't believe what you see. Eyewitness testimony is the worst testimony. You and I can be at the same event and see different things, have different interpretations. Let's give the Holy Ghost room. Let's give God, hallelujah, his proper place with the last say so. Let's do that. Because guess what, saints? It's going to be God's way anyway. Yeah, it's going to be God's way anyway. Amen, amen. Thus, It's learning and gathering knowledge that we're talking about, that whole who, what, why, where, and so on. It resonates solely in its confined conclusion of life in belief that the boundaries encompass the zenith of intelligence. We think our standard of limitation is the standard. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we think that what we see, feel, touch, what we relate to is the highest of everything because we think we're that smart. Are you? Didn't we just read that you don't know the mind of God? That it's the Spirit of God, hallelujah, that judges spiritual, which is eternal, which is purposed by God? Yeah, yeah. It's all about Him and not about you. Thus, it's learning and gathering knowledge. It resonates solely with what we see, and we think that is the conclusion, when it actually it's not. Without spiritual discernment, we are blind leading the blind. We are ships without sails. We're not going anywhere. You're turning around in a circle. Hey, you might as well pray, "Thy will be done." Don't be afraid of God's will, because that's what's going to be done anyway. Yeah, regardless of what manifests in the matrix, know that it's the preset will of God that will manifest. Yeah, what God says in His word, what the Spirit reveals, is what's going to be. Hallelujah. You can fast. You see, I don't do much. You can pray, you can recite scriptures, you can do all this, but at the bottom line, God is God, and what He says is what will be. Yet its terrain is determinedly confident in inconsistencies that do not afford enough certainty to adequately address challenges of life. What's revealed to us is just enough for us to be confused. Actually, what you actually see is just enough for you to be confused. Because we're discounting the main attraction, which is the will of God, His divine purpose in our life. That's the main thing. Thus, its learning and gathering of knowledge resonates solely in confined conclusions of life. The belief that the boundaries encompass the zenith of intelligence, that is strictly horizontal viewing. This is a direct result of walking by sight. That confusion that you have, that that you feel it's that God's not there. You know, where is the Lord? Yes. He hasn't left. No. We're always in His presence. Yes. God is on the scene. Yes. I don't care what it looks like. Yes. God is still in complete control. Complete. And that's hard for us. Complete. That's hard for us. We're going to conclude this with Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. And Deacon, if you could read that for us. I'm not going to belabor you. Don't take all day. Amen. Amen. Galatians chapter 5. We need to give up the sightseeing. Yeah. And then enter into the rest. Amen. Can you read?
Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye may not having fulfilled the lust of the flesh.
Okay, yeah. This I say, then walk in the Spirit, and you shall not, having not, fulfill the lust of the flesh. Do you know most of what you want is fleshy? Most of what you want is carnal. Most of what you want is a temporary fix. And we need to get away from that. You know, I always end up, I start in Ephesians talking about salvation, realizing that you must have things right about salvation because that impacts your whole life. If we don't realize that our lives are hidden in Christ, that we were elected in eternity before the foundation of the world, we can't walk by faith. We can't trust and obey. Those are all the components that empower you to walk in an overcoming life, realizing that God got it, that it's not about you, but it's all about Him. If you don't realize that your real life is your life hidden in Christ in God, hallelujah, you will set your affections on things that are down here instead of what's above. Hallelujah. And you'll be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. You'll be running here and running there, thinking that this is going to be the quick fix, that you're going to get your instant gratification, and that you're going to get what you want. You don't even know what you want. Romans 8 tells you that. It says you know not even what to pray for as you want. Hallelujah. The Spirit himself maketh intercession for the saints with groaning, because he knows the mind of God. You don't. So you cannot walk by faith and not by sight apart from realizing that God is in control. Not only is he the creator, he is the designer. Whatever's unfolding in your life right now in the matrix was intended for you for God's testimony and his will. And realize whatever it looks like, you still win. Saints, viewing life from the vertical plane of our eternal consciousness in the matrix, and that's what we've been talking about, of our sonship position in Christ and what God has done for us through his eternal plan of salvation, should bring peace to your daily living. Saints, walk by faith and not by sight.
Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. I told you, according to God. I got one thing to say.